This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Tone, T-O-N, first name Diana, D-I-A-N-A, date of birth, June 21st, 1952, date of evaluation, June 12th, 2026, referring physician, Dr. Theodore Swartz II. The chief complaint, preoperative cardiac clearance, for trigger finger surgery. The HBI. The patient is a 73-year-old female who was actually first seen in this office approximately 3 to 4 years earlier when she was seen for preoperative evaluation for carpal tunnel syndrome, period. She had previously been found to have a positive canal sign on both wrists. Period, x-rays on April 16, 2021 revealed evidence of arthritis involving the MCP joint and a CMC joint of the thumb. Neurodiagnostic studies dated March 7, 2022 demonstrated bilateral severe carpal tunnel syndrome, right greater than left, and cervical radiculopathy, right side involving the C6 nerve and possible C5 involvement, period. She had undergone nerve conduction studies which were consistent with severe disease. She subsequently underwent carpal tunnel release, period. She had been stable but developed right third finger pain and decreased range of motion, period. Pain is noted to be 7-8/10 with activity, and it again is associated with decreased range of motion. She reports that she is unable to write due to the trigger finger. She is noted to have history of hypertension, diabetes, and hypercholesterolemia. These, she reports, has been stable. She notes that her trigger finger symptoms have been present for years and the right middle finger has received more than 3 injections previously. Pain is localized at the base of the right middle finger with associated inability to fully flex the finger, period. She denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. However, she is concerned about her cardiovascular health as an older sister who is 11 years older and at age 85 had episodes where her heart stopped for a few seconds on multiple occasions. This had resulted in brain damage, period. She therefore is anticipating to undergo surgery, period. Again, she has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. Her past medical history, 1, hypertension, next number diabetes type 2, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Next number, cervical radiculopathy. Past surgical history, carpal tunnel release on the left and subsequent release on the right. Next number, C-section times 2. Next number, left elbow surgery. Medication. Flipazide 1 BID. Next number, metformin 4 times daily, Lantus 22 units daily, lisinopril 10 milligrams PO daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams HS, Jardiance 10 milligrams daily, Ozempic 1 milligram weekly, vitamin B12 daily, calcium BID, vitamin D3 daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, is significant for a mother with diabetes. Again, her sister recently had a cardiovascular issue, period. The social history, patient denies any cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. She exercises at the gym every day. She notes that she dances frequently. Her younger son is currently visiting for 3 weeks, and she anticipates having her surgery done while he is here, period. The physical examination, correction, review of systems, the constitutional, she has had recent weight loss, neck, she has stiffness and pain, genitourinary, she has frequency, urgency, and neck pain, neurologic, she has occasional dizziness. Review of systems, otherwise it's unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 124/61, pulse 82, respiratory rate 20, height 60 inches, weight 124.2 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination, the right third finger demonstrates triggering, period. There is tenderness on flexion, period. The review of systems otherwise unremarkable. The data review. ECG reveals sinus rhythm. Seventy-five beats per minute, period. ECG otherwise unremarkable. B. Impression. This is a 73-year-old female with history of bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, now presents with triggering of the right third finger, period. She has history of hypertension, diabetes, and hypercholesterolemia. However, she has no cardiopulmonary symptoms, period. A recent and repeat ECG showed normal sinus rhythm at 80 beats per minute without abnormalities. Blood pressure is noted to be controlled, period. The recommendation. Patient is cleared for surgery pending review of her lab, period. Of note, prior diagnostic studies include x-rays April 16, 2021, revealing evidence of arthritis involving the MCP joint and a CMC joint of the thumb. Neurodiagnostic studies dated March 7, 2022, revealed bilateral severe carpal tunnel syndrome, right greater than left, and cervical radiculopathy, right side involving the C6 nerve and possible C5, period. The patient is currently stable. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is declared for same. Hemoglobin A1C, an additional lab to be reviewed. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.